Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
When we're in the field, there is no rush, no schedule, and no deadlines. Nature moves at its own pace. Being in the field provides the opportunity to slow down, clear our minds, and interact with the natural world.
This interaction builds a deep connection with the land, water, wildlife, and our hunting and fishing community. Some of the best stories are shared on the river while casting a fly, or when we return to camp at the end of the day.
These stories shared between family and friends shape our hunting and fishing heritage, and even short stories can make a huge impact.
Ride along with us as we bring you stories from hunters, anglers, and conservationists who live and breathe the outdoors. Welcome to A Field, a special series from NWF Outdoors and Artemis Sportswomen.
Howdy, this is Aaron Kindle, and I'm here with my son, Amory Kindle, and we harvested a young bull, a nice healthy fat young bull yesterday in Colorado here in the Pike Santa Isabel National Forest. And we're coming back this morning for another load. We're going to have to take three total loads with two people to get it all out. And to describe the scene, there's a handful of inches of snow on the ground. We're about 10,500 feet. It's mature lodgepole forest intermixed with aspen. If you move to the south or west-facing or east-facing slopes, it quickly turns into aspen and then sagebrush. Before we harvested this bull, we were up early and we glassed four bulls headed into the trees, and this is one of those bulls, we believe. But on our way to go check those bulls out, we saw about 30 cows and another bull. And now we're here. We're going to cut the ribs off of this with the saw, so we'll do it together. Amory's going to do the cutting. You ready to cut?
Oh, yeah.
So it's a beautiful day today, bluebird day. It's probably about 25, 28 degrees right now, but going to warm up into the mid-40s, even up here, 10,000 feet. Took one really heavy load last night, about 2.5 miles. And now we're here pushing away a few camp robbers to try and get the ribs off of this. There's some loose skin and meat. Amory's going to cut away first before we do the ribs. Why don't you just describe what you're doing?
I'm basically cutting the back of the flank away from the ribs so that we can just take the whole rib cage.
Mostly just the viscera and the loose back meat. Cut all the way down here and get that hair out of the way. These are just loose little, like quarter inch kind of thick strips of meat that go kind of over the stomach that are hanging down below, off the back after we skinned it yesterday. And he's just getting that out of the way to help help reduce the amount of hair and things like that. So here's the sternum. Cut. You're going to want to cut right here.
Yeah.
And so once you get, you don't need to cut that all out of the way. Just right here. And so if you saw right here, and then right up against that top of the backstrap area where the ribs curve over. So we're just celebrating and happy. We're just had a really, we started out really, really high, went up to 11,800 feet. There was about 6-8 inches of snow there. Quickly determined that the elk weren't really hanging out there. Did about an 8-mile round trip yesterday, 2 days ago, above 11,000 feet, and didn't cross but one or two tracks. We could really tell that the elk were not hanging out there, so we moved lower and got into these spots and quickly found elk. Amory's going to start doing some sawing here now.
Can I hear you, think?
Yeah, just go ahead and saw there and go try to go straight and all the way back. Having that saw is really going to help.
Yeah.
Oh, got to get this part through it too, though. That's going to be the thing.
Can you even be able to, like, saw the wedge?
Yeah, because I don't think we're going to keep that part. So there's about, I don't know, 15 or so ribs that you have to cut through to take a whole rib cage. And we're trying to keep some of the flank meat on the rib cage because we want to marinate them and smoke them up as a whole rib cage. And then maybe share them with a bunch of friends. So you want me to take a turn? As soon as you get a little tired there, I'll take a turn. We're looking out here. We came up to this elk. We just saw another group of 10 or 15 elk. Now small bulls and a bunch of cows. And there's camp robbers and things like that. But according to the tracks, we don't see any other bigger critters that visited last night. No bear tracks, no cougar tracks. But really beautiful area. Just feeling really thankful that we got to harvest this amazing critter. Colorado had a really wet summer, and you can tell this animal had a lot of fat, a lot of muscle, really, really large bull. He's a 5x5 for antlers, but very large in body and lots of fat on him. You want me to take a turn over there? You got it? You're doing pretty good. Maybe we'll include some photos when we post this field note because it'll maybe help show you. Anyway, I wanted to tell folks about this. We're excited. We're celebrating. Doing the hard work. Took a pack each last night, probably around 85 pounds. Probably have another pack about 85 pounds and then another 40 or 50 pound pack for our last load. So a lot of work, but a lot of fun. Anything you want to say before we sign off, Emery?
Just thankful to be here and excited that elk meat is back on the menu.
Yes, sir.
You've been listening to A Field, a special series from NWF Outdoors and Artemis Sportswoman. NWF Outdoors is working to safeguard fish, wildlife, and their habitats to ensure that our sporting traditions remain strong now and into the future. Artemis is a group of bold, impassioned sportswomen who are out to change the face of conservation. For more storytelling, follow us on social media. Remember, conservation is not a spectator sport. Get engaged and speak up for the resources you love.
In Wild Country, rules were not created by man. Don't miss Wild Country, Wednesdays from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Primos. Speak the language. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.